All right.
Let's take two.
Take two. Hello, and welcome to Plantspiration Unplugged. We're your hosts, John and Stephanie Ignafo, and we're the founders of Plantspiration. That's the nonprofit we started to help people prevent and reverse disease, saving some animals and the planet at the same time.
I can't even follow up with that. People know us for people know us for losing 250 pounds as a family, reversing a slew of chronic diseases, and now we're reaching and teaching people all over the world how to get healthy too. Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, welcome.
For the second time. For the seventh time?
No, this was the second time. Yeah, we were recording a little bit, and I realized I wasn't recording anything.
It happened. So we did start this, and we were going at it. And I'm glad. I'm actually glad that that happened to us, because
I was so excited. We were kind of like just going, talking and talking. I was like,
we got really excited, and then all of a sudden he's like, "Oh, we're not recording." And I'm like, "Don't worry about it. Everything was meant to happen for a reason." This is going to be better.
This will be better. It is better already. So my intro was better, that's for sure.
It was. See what I mean? So welcome back, everybody. We're so glad that you're here. I want to remind you to like, subscribe, share, and welcome to episode 6 of Plantspiration Unplugged. I'm pumped.
This is great.
The reason why we got so excited the last time was because I was like, "Oh my God!" I went to go look at the numbers, which I don't even know how to look at the numbers for the podcast. But I wanted a little dopamine hit, so I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go see, you know, on Spotify, like what it looks like." And I was blown away. I was like, "What?" You know, I'm running through the house with my phone. I'm like, "Holy shnikes!" I was like, "Look at this." Thank you, guys.
Right, a lot of views or downloads or however it is. Just
YouTube.
It's awesome.
I'm so grateful.
Just the messages of people, you know, thanks for sharing your story and, you know, really just what you guys are all about, you know, and really helping people and feeling great.
We're just doing it.
Yeah.
It's me texting you screenshots during the week.
Oh, like, yeah, you do. You do. It's great. I love it.
I'm like, "Look at this."
Getting little dopamine hits.
What are you thinking?
Just happy about it.
Yeah, you're just at work and I'm just like, "Listen to this." Or, you know, people are grateful that they're not, we're just trying to do some good stuff, for goodness sakes.
Heck yeah.
That's all we're trying to do. Speaking of which, I've been trying to do it for 7 years.
I know. I know. It's awesome. It is our 7th year anniversary this month.
It is our 7th year anniversary. I cannot believe what this has evolved into, a Plantspiration.
Yeah.
When I just saw the end of year reports.
Yeah.
You know, Lauren sends them over and I'm looking at these numbers. I'm like, "What? We did that? Uh-huh. We made this happen."
You just like started it on your phone though. Like, "I'm going to start a business called Plantspiration." I'm like, "That's awesome. Do it." It's going to be a nonprofit. I'm going to do that.
What were you thinking when I said that to you?
I was just like blown away because I'm like, "This is like uncharted territory for us." I'm like, "Jeez."
It was completely off. I don't know anybody who
starting business.
I don't even know why. I mean, I knew why, instinctively why. Well, yeah. You know, you think, "Oh," but then I started learning about nonprofits after the fact, like everything else I do.
Yeah.
I kind of do it backwards. And I was like, "Yes, this is exactly what I want to do." And it was in 2017, I was taking the T. Colin Campbell courses.
Yeah.
And I wrote Plantspiration, like what you're looking at, the logo that you see right here. It's, which by the way, I want to just give a shout out to my girlfriend, Judy. This sign here that you see every week in the video, my girlfriend Judy handmade this for me. And Judy and I go all the way back to kindergarten.
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's another whole story.
But this is great.
Thank you, Judy.
Hearts.
I come in here today and John's got these lights on it. Is this for the birthday? Is this for Plantspiration's 7-year birthday?
Yeah, and it's the holiday season too, but the lights are like,
I like it.
I like it. It's
Thanks
cool.
for recognizing something that I don't think anybody realized was going to happen, but
no.
I, you know, I was kind of given an example this week about how Plantspiration has been a little bit like a video game.
Yeah, totally.
You know,
right?
A video game, and I just keep getting to these next levels.
Yeah. But each time, like, you're leveling up. I mean, just starting a business was like, starting a game, you know? Just getting there and doing it.
Well, hold on. We got a call coming in. We're just going to have to shut it. I mean, as long as we're still recording, yeah, we're going to leave recording. It. Can you hit done? Oh, here. Hold on. I'll put it. Hey, it's going to happen. So we didn't know that was connected like that.
Yeah.
But let me just let her know.
Heck yeah.
That's my assistant.
Yeah.
We're working 7 days a week over here. Let me just let her know really quick that we're recording.
It doesn't feel like work, though.
And so. I'm learning that we need to put it in airplane mode while I'm doing this. So let's do that.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So back to the lights. Hey, we told you guys that we don't edit. I'm not going to edit. This is really how it's going.
This is real time.
And this is kind of how I've learned how to run the business, through trial and error. So now I know we're going to put airplane mode on next time.
That's fine.
So I make this logo, what you're seeing. Judy makes the
nice board.
The nice, great. Beautiful artwork here.
Signage, yeah.
And then I had to start learning how to run a nonprofit, which it isn't just like open your doors and start taking donations. Okay. There's so much more involved in this.
Well, the 501c3 was like a whole nother part of it.
Yeah. What?
That was a whole nother level.
That was, and you know, when you're playing the video game, you can't see up at the top of how to win. You don't know where everybody's going to pop out and take you out.
Right.
So it was like I started walking through the level one just like this. Like, okay, I'm going. I don't know what's going to happen next.
Right. Oh, there's no walkthrough in real life.
We're supposed to have a board. Okay.
Wow.
You know, let's put this piece together. Mm-hmm. Every little piece has been, and while I've been trying to build the, not, you know, the business.
Right.
I've been
do the actual work.
Then doing the actual work on the inside. The first time somebody said you were an entrepreneur, you know, I got a mentor, by the way. That was another thing that came along the way. You know, I worked at the chamber, you know. I know I went from, well, what was my life like before?
Yeah, what was it like?
Was I mean, some businessy?
No. I mean, underneath it all, yeah, because you were taking care of the house and taking care of the kids and
I like doing appointments.
And
I like where this is
going. So really, you were a CEO, you know, already of the house. Really, you were taking care of everything.
I like that you put it that way. You're right. I took those skills.
It wasn't like, oh, I'm, you know, she's just a housewife. Like that is a job I wouldn't want.
Thank you.
That's a lot of work.
It was. It is.
You did amazing. Like, wow.
I can't do two of these things.
I look back and I was like, yeah, it was a lot. I mean, I'm at work and I know what I'm doing, but like being a mom and doing all that, it's like coming at you fresh, new challenges.
I do look at a lot of the things that come at me the way that I kind of parented. Like, okay, hold on. First of all, it's going to be okay. Yeah. We're going to get through this. You know, what's the problem?
Yeah. You might have skinned your knee. You'll be
all right. It's all right. It'll be all right. I'm very much like the, don't worry, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Or like, remember when they were little, my one tactic, I'm going way off, but
it's all right.
Remember when they would have an owie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You like rub your hands and you'd blow on it. And then you'd hold it.
I would tell the kids. Yeah, I would rub my hands together and I'd be like, okay, we can fix this. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, it distracted them enough, you know, so that their mind went to a better place.
Exactly. No, that was great.
What a concept that I've been using when I'm going through all these levels that suck. It's like I'm rubbing my own hands together and putting on my head going, it's going to be okay. You're going to get through this. You know, people say all the time, you make it look so easy. You make it look so easy.
Yeah.
There is a level of that I've been through so many things in life.
Yeah, well, you're not gonna like post and talk about things that aren't
going smooth.
Like, it's just kind of, we're just tackling it and moving on to the next
thing. And
it
isn't that I'm hiding it.
No.
It wasn't about that. It was about, I have no time to focus on the fact that this went wrong on this level. Mm-hmm. I've just got to figure out how to get to the next one. So how do I get my tax exempt back when I know mm-hmm. nothing about taxes?
Yeah.
You know, when I just started learning, I just started mm-hmm. looking up, like, how do I do this? And the first thing I came across was, I need help.
Yeah.
And I wasn't good at that either, asking for help. I have mm-hmm. always been a little bit, I'm going to figure it out.
That's right.
But this started getting so big, I was like, I'm going to need some help.
Well, yeah, this is like,
you weren't real even, paper. I mean, and you handle all this tax stuff and the stuff. Paperwork. Yeah, but I'm you're like, great
this
with
is
that.
More than, this is, we need somebody.
Hold on, and then let me just let people know. And then after that happened, I filed my whole 501c3 under the wrong category, from public to private. There were so many different things that I can't believe we've learned along the way. Information, just anyway. Then I started trademarking stuff.
Yeah.
I trademark Plantspiration. I trademark Eat Your Plants Off. I'm like, I've got this idea of what it's going to look like when I'm holding that sword on the top of that castle,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I'm having to go through all these levels to get there.
That's right.
It's kind of life. Life is like one big video game.
But it's
or Plantspiration.
Really inspiring, though. Yeah, Plantspiration.
In what way?
Just watching you tackle all these things. It's just really inspiring watching you take it on, and whatever it was, like, we're going to do it. We'll get through it. We'll figure it out. If we don't know, we're going to find somebody that can. There's never a, you know, we're not going to, you know.
There's been times that I've been like, maybe I'm just going to, like, this is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be a millisecond of a thought. And I've been like, you know what? I've been through way bigger stuff than this in life.
Mm-hmm.
This is nothing.
Yeah.
I will get it back. And then I talked like that too. Always manifesting. Oh, wait, I'll get it back. Mm-hmm. And in the meanwhile, I'm going to distract myself with getting better at this or getting better at, you know, each level, going down it so many times that finally you get through it. And it's like, dun, dun, dun. What is your favorite video game, by the way? Let's break that out, because we've had our moments where we get into it.
I don't know, favorite. I think, I mean, just thinking about between the two of us, those early, right in the beginning with Mario Brothers.
Okay, so we just went back, way back to what year?
A long time ago.
Before?
93?
Before Zachary.
One?
92, 93.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember when I would like page you?
Hey, yeah, I'd call her then. You'd page me, and then I'd call you back. Oh, I got to the next level. Now I got to move on. How do I tackle this? How do I do this?
Not too different from today.
No. Well, a little different. You don't have, like, you know, turtles throwing axes at you. But
in a way, I do sometimes. You know, sometimes I do have those little things coming at me.
Yeah.
But the way I react to everything is definitely a little bit different.
Yeah, yeah.
I've gone through so many levels in life that these levels, like Harlow's here,
mm-hmm.
and she says, you know, she's been here a while. She's watching what's going on, and I go, people say I don't look like I'm stressed out. I go, do I look stressed out? And she's like, no, like, can't believe all the stuff you're kind of maneuvering. And I'm just like, you know. I'm pretty, like I said, I've been through a lot of levels. Now I'm going through the levels like, you know what? When it happens, it happens.
That's
you know, I'll get there. But thank you to everybody, by the way, who has supported Plantspiration, who's shared our stuff, who's talked about, you know, what we're doing, the work we're doing, mm-hmm. the donations.
They're helping with the leveling up.
They really are. It's like I'm building up my coins every time.
Yeah, we're to help more people.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Exactly. Power in numbers.
Yeah, that's right.
Leveling up. So 7 years, couple trademarks, mm-hmm. opened up my door on, you know, it was January again. It was like, because the new year,
mm-hmm.
the new year, everybody's getting healthy. Everybody wanted to do it. And I was like, man, now I've gotten a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do with it? That's how backwards I went.
Right. Well, we've just been like helping a few friends and people here and there. I mean,
but wait a
reverse
minute.
Stuff.
But people start with business plans. People start with all this,
yeah.
making everything just right.
They usually start the game with a team.
Or yeah. a TV.
Yeah.
But I started the game without the TV.
Or a computer, at least.
I didn't even have a computer. I started it with my phone. But you know what I mean? People get everything all ready. Mm-hmm. But not me. I was like a bat out of hell. Like, I'm doing this.
Yeah. I mean, it goes...
I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing this.
Just like the podcast, really. It's like the same thing. Like, if you're just trying to get everything situated and perfect, it's not going to start. You're not going to get to it. And we might mention that, you know, on several podcasts, but it's true.
It's definitely been...
balls out, just go.
Just keep going. Exactly. Just keep going. You've watched me overcome a lot of obstacles. Mm-hmm. I've watched you overcome a lot of obstacles. I mean, people are recognizing that you're getting more comfortable. You're talking more.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of sounded weird. You're talking more, but you know what I mean. We were mentioning before. I'm a little bit more used to it. And
I used to be a turtle with an axe. Now I'm coming out of my shell.
You were not ever like that. That's not how it was. It's just been...
I know. I wanted to be a comedian. You could tell.
You are. What do you mean you wanted to be? You are. You are funny. You make me laugh every day.
That's good.
You make me laugh every day.
As long as you laugh at my jokes, that's all. That's it.
Everybody does. Everybody knows you're hilarious. People saying they like your podcast voice.
Oh, yeah. I have a face for radio, I think somebody said. Or
is that what they... No, they did. I was like, what? Hey, you don't say that.
No, a good radio voice.
A good radio voice. So
that's cool.
But yeah, always been there. We're learning as we go along. Mm-hmm. And it's just been one beautiful journey. And here we have this amazing group of amazing group that continues to grow. You know, people preventing, reversing diseases. We're going to get into the Plantspiration Health Report.
Yeah, we will.
But thank you for the lights, by the way.
You like that? Was lights? Sweet. Got up these little clear...
Holidays are not always easy. Lights. It's a tough time of year, not mm-hmm. just for us, but for many people.
Yeah.
But we got our tree up. We've got good stuff going on. You know what I mean? Lifting it up. But it's been, everybody kind of talked about that in Saturday support group. It's like, this is great.
The holidays are heavy for a lot of people.
It is not like the Hallmark movies.
No.
And that's just whatever.
I mean, they paint a really nice picture.
And that made me feel bad when I thought...
commercials on TV.
Like, yeah.
Sometimes those moments are that great.
Yeah, but it made me feel bad when I would see all these movies and I'd be like, I don't want to watch this. You know what I mean? Everybody's having a good time with everything going great. You know, and then you lose some people and then it just changes everything.
Yeah, the whole dynamic of the holiday and...
It changed.
Family, yeah.
It went from renting tables out, moving furniture,
couple dozen
people here, mm-hmm. to I'm not even getting a tree.
Yeah. I was like, what's the point? I mean, yeah, our kids, you know, it's still the five of us, but...
you put the lights up, you'd get me going, but the last few years have been like...
Yeah.
Well, in the beginning, the last couple of years have been a little bit better.
Yeah.
No.
No, they
haven't. Hold on. We just get a tree.
There
but
was
we
a couple
never,
years. Yeah, we...
Didn't get a tree. I was like, just it blew. Then we tried to pick it back up, but stuff keeps happening over here. Everything is not perfect. And it just blew the wind out of my sails.
Yeah.
And we're not the only ones, is what I'm saying. This is not an easy time of year.
Right, right.
You know? We make the best of it, though. There's that. We make the best of it.
That's all part of... I mean, really, it does go back. I'm going to go back to the food part. When you're fueling yourself right, you can really handle stressful situations and things, even through a whole season or, you know.
Definitely. If I was as sick as I was, pancreatic attacks, can't walk around, migraines left and right.
Yeah, I don't feel like wrapping no damn present.
On top of feeling miserable. No, I'm not saying this is the fix-all. What I'm saying is I at least had this like, okay, but I'm doing better, you know, or I'm going to get through this, or, you know, I'm going to keep on improving myself, or we're going to get a ping pong table. What?
Yeah, wow. Well,
so then, you know, I'm always trying to think of something that'll lift the, you know, the yucky stuff that goes on. Just like kind of rubbing my hands together for the kids. My superpower is... We got this.
That's right. It's going to be
all right.
We're going to
get through this. We're going to be okay. I'm going to think of the positive. I'm going to think of the wins. I'm going to pop off the dopamine is what is really going on. to get to the next level.
That's awesome. I love that ping pong table.
We were tearing it up.
I know. We rolled it out last night.
We've never put it away.
How long? No. Well, it folds up and you roll it right into the dining room that we don't really...
When did we buy the ping pong
table? I don't know. I was trying to think about that. I mean, it was like right away. Jeez.
We did this in like 2013.
I know. We probably... It wasn't 2 years or whatever.
Right away, we were like, well, we got to do something.
It's probably almost been a decade, I bet you. Next year.
We weren't sitting in front of the TV anymore is what it was. We started... So this is what happened with the ping pong table was... We started feeling so good. Like I went from, like I said, I laid on the couch all day, not because I was lazy or I was always wanting to do something. I was hurting. Yeah. And it's just what I learned to live like. I just thought this is what it was. To, we need to get rid of the kitchen table and pull in a ping pong table here. Yeah. So for one year for Christmas, we went over to Dick's and we got a ping pong table and we brought it home for the kids and it kept us active through the whole winter, and we were thrilled. And we use tell them what we use the ping pong table for now.
What do we use it for now? Oh well, now when in its folded up state, I use it as blocking the wall for cooking classes.
Our sound studio.
Yeah, our sound.
It's our sound studio.
Kind of quiets it down.
But anyway, last night I was like, I need to do something.
Oh yeah.
You know, we've had a long week. We've had a lot of stuff going on.
Hey, you can get your blood pumping playing table tennis over here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cold. We can't be out on our bikes outside.
Exactly.
You know, the trainer's only so fun. You blow your hour out and then you're done with it. But that ping pong is amazing.
We love it.
It's awesome. I can't wait. I'm going to go do
something. I'm really good at it, though.
Yeah, you
are. I just want to say, I'll just add, well, my reflexes are definitely have been pretty good.
You've always been a gamer.
No, not
whack-a-mole
like
at Great America. Your reflexes are unbelievable.
Bam, bam, bam.
Anybody, I don't care who, you're going to beat them.
Tell them.
It's happened several times. You see the big guy, yeah.
Tell them.
I'm like, dude, my wife, she's going to beat you. Don't worry about it. And he's like, ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. And the guy hit like three of them. You know.
I'm like, thank you very much.
I'll take that stuffed animal right there.
Remember when I would pull up with the kids and I would always go, which one do you guys want? Yeah. And there would be these people would look at me like, what does she think she's doing? And I'm like, don't
worry.
Who
she thinks she is.
Have I ever lost whack-a-mole?
I've never seen you lose whack-a-mole.
Never once.
Never once.
What is that? That's awesome.
That's awesome is what it is.
So I guess I do look at, you know, in a gaming aspect, like I'm knocking these obstacles
competitive
out.
Slightly.
No, I'm just good at knocking
whack and moles.
No, I'm good at overcoming obstacles.
Yeah,
I'm resilient.
Yep, that's the word.
I just keep getting up. Like I'm just gonna keep going at this. Mm-hmm. I'll get better at it. But this was a week. What was it that we went through this week with work? It was a lot.
Just a lot of things. A lot of good things. I had a Christmas party at work.
Oh yeah, that's. Why don't we get into that a little bit while we're here? Gosh. Speaking of the holidays, you know, we're getting through them, and we just want to give love to everybody out there. We know that things are not always perfect. We're grateful for all the wonderful things that are going on.
Oh, definitely.
So much gratitude.
But the work party, everything was fantastic. That was great. It was the caterer. Like they go through work, they want to know who's vegan, who's, you know, what are you having?
But do they know you're vegan at work?
At work, yeah. Yeah, they know.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Yeah.
At your work.
Yeah.
And who else is
vegan
at your work?
I am the co-founder of Plantspiration, we're crying out loud.
Yeah.
But the catering company, they don't really know me. And they don't know what vegan means either.
And we heard a lot of that on Saturday support group.
Yeah.
People do, you know, that's a scary thing for people with allergies. And then you've got people who are ethical and people who are going by science. And we need to get this information straight.
Uh-huh.
Vegan doesn't mean cheese.
No. I mean, you bring a nice salad, but then there's like some, I don't even know what it was, that blue cheese. There was some like blue cheese
which we
or
can
feta
make,
or something.
Which we can make vegan, both of those as well.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
So. Of course.
I'm like, no, thank you, on the salad.
I mean, that's not how it was last year. I think you were pretty pleased.
No, they did. The same company, too. I don't know. They just totally dropped the ball this time.
That's a shame. You know, that's what makes people were saying.
They're making it right there and then sprinkling the stuff on top. There should have
been.
Right
in front of you?
No, you know, back in the kitchen.
What, you got like a hibachi coming to your lunch at work?
It's caterers, you know, to bring a huge vat of salad and do everybody's plates, you know, and they just put cheese on everything.
So you could,
Well, by the time, really? You know, they're clearing plates. I'm like,
it's all right.
Well, we can make one without the cheese. I'm like, no, you already had a chance.
It happens.
I'm just kidding. I'm like, no, thanks. I was just thinking about this big bowl of spaghetti and my homemade meatballs that I make with quinoa and beans and got this whole nice dish. Sorry, I know it's at that. Home.
Sorry.
I'm going to eat in an hour anyways when I get there. Good. And yeah, somebody ate it.
I was like, he's out there having a holiday lunch. Oh,
I didn't even get to the mozzarella they brought. Oh, loaded with Parmesan over the top of it.
Everything.
You guys wrecked it. I guess I'll have these oily vegetables you put on.
This half, you know.
I'm like, whatever. I still thought, you know, I'm going to eat in an hour when I get home. It was a good time, though. I like just hanging out.
He comes in, he's like, dun, dun, dun. I can't wait to have my pasta and my quinoa balls. And I'm like, what? I said, I ate them.
I'm so glad you did.
And Harlow had them for the first time, too, and she loved them.
But how was I when you said that?
You were like, oh, I'm so glad.
I was totally glad because sometimes you just get so focused on work. It's like, did you even eat today?
Sometimes, yeah, I get a little busy.
I had fruit in my smoothie and I had, you know, okay.
I get it in mm-hmm. and I'm sharing every day.
I know. Speaking of that.
Yeah. We had a busy week, and you had a mm-hmm. week there, and then we get into Saturday support group, and that's really what everybody talked about. If it's not the way, having to deal with obstacles of going out, it's having to deal with the obstacle of everybody's on such a mission over here to get healthy. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
And they're crushing it through these workplace gatherings mm-hmm. with the food that, you know, this is one of the, and by the way, we are doing a no resolution for New Year's over here. That's nobody right. is feeling like, when I ask them, I'm like, what goals do you have? They're like, to keep crushing it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's not to start crushing it.
No.
It's to keep crushing
it. I've had a couple people be like, you know what? I'm just going to take a back seat. I'm going to get into the, you know, slip to the first lane over here, and I'm just going to chill and not put any pressure. Next thing you know, they come to class and they're just like, I'm in the express lane.
Yeah.
Like, I am not waiting till new. That's never going to be a time to take care of yourself, for one. So we've had to go through a bunch of holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Not all of them have been awesome. Mm-mm. But I want to encourage people to stay on taking care of themselves while they're doing that.
Definitely.
There was no alternative.
That's right. I mean, nobody talked like they caved, you know, at work when they had all the treats and all the holiday snacks and stuff.
No, I mean, even here at home, while we were dealing with all this stuff, we weren't like, you know what? Nobody's coming over. Let's just have. No, we were going always back to, it just feels so much better to feel good, and we're just going to keep on going. And
there is no turning back. This is amazing.
There is no turning back. We just turn on the ping pong table. Yeah. I can't wait to play again later today. Like, I know. Now,
it was so much fun.
And then when you've got a little bit of a joy, I always ask people, like, what brings you joy? So if you're going to have a one-on-one call, that's something I'm going to ask you. Like, what brings you joy? Mm-hmm. What brings you joy? Because those little things is what gets us through all that stuff.
Yeah, well, and we're just having fun. I don't even think about it.
And if
I need to get through this, and
yeah, no,
it just happens.
Know we're gonna get through it, no matter what. Mm-hmm. We have to. It's gonna have to be that. We're just gonna have to get through it. Mm-hmm. And if we're not ping ponging, then I'm doing other things.
Well, yeah, I mean, the big thing is not stressing about the stuff that you can't control. Whatever it is, like you're going through something, or the holidays, or just that, it's gonna happen. It's coming at you, so.
How are you going to handle it? Well, we're going to just keep doing what we're doing. Maybe it's ping pong. Maybe it's riding our bikes. I've done a lot of different things to kind of keep roller skating.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
That came in. Remember when I sent Isabel the text?
That was awesome. Like, you get her a picture of roller skates. You didn't even buy them yet, right?
I did.
Like, oh, you did?
Yeah, I bought them, and it said like they're getting shipped or they'll be. Yeah, yeah. Or I said in a text, I sent the picture of the new skates, and I said, it was 2 years ago, by the way, like mm-hmm. right now.
Right,
like
right.
This time I said, I bought myself some skates. And I sent her the text, and
what
I said,
send back?
They'll be here in 2 weeks. And she wrote back, bad idea. Bad idea. And I call her. I'm like, what? I think this is a great idea. She's like, ridiculous. You're going to hurt yourself, you know. But yeah. I said, I've wiped out on my bike so many times, you know.
40 years ago.
What?
A long time
ago. My bike?
Oh, your bike? Oh, yeah.
I've wiped out on my bike so many times because I'm out there doing tricks.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my God. That's right. You got one. You actually filmed one when we had a GoPro hooked up.
That was the last time I used the GoPro.
When was that? Like 3-4 years ago?
Longer than that. When did we get the bikes?
2015. That's right.
I think we got the GoPro in like 17.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a bad
first
fall.
Time out. He came crunch. Wham. Like, girl.
That was pretty bad. But what did I say? It's okay. Yeah, I'm on the plan.
Okay. I'm all right.
I'm going to be fine. So Isabel says, bad idea. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, she's over here in skates with me.
Yeah. Yeah, you bought another pair, and then all of a sudden.
And then she's like, you have to put these on the internet. You have to put these out there. You have to put, you know, this is great. You're doing stuff. You know, your mom, you're 50. We're going to be 54 and 58 in 2025. It's going fast. So
yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we got the skates, and I learned day one. You know what? Let me get some wrist guards while we're at it.
Yeah, definitely wrist guards.
I did hurt myself, but I didn't tell her. Sorry, Isabel, I did. Got the wrist guards, and then after that, it was just like, give me some music, and I'm going to figure this out.
Heck yeah.
Again, another level of, and then I went back to working on my levels.
Yeah.
So I was even taking calls for a while where I would just skate in between my client calls. Nice. I would stop, take, you know, do a couple laps around, and then I would come back and do a call. I kept it going, and I got through the last couple holidays with the skates.
Yeah.
You know, but.
And then I had to get some.
Then you got some. Uh-huh. And then it was like Saturday Night Fever.
Look out.
We were going. We should skate a little bit more right now, actually.
Yeah, but now
are you up for
it? We're going to do the ping pong table.
We got the ping pong out right now. It's going. I can't wait for some snow, though. That's all.
I know. We're just waiting for
it. We're just waiting for the snow.
What's going to happen when it snows? What are we waiting for? There's so much people don't know
there
about
is.
You, about us.
Why? What came to mind just now?
Well, I come home one day. Hey, I can marry people. I'm a minister. I'm like, get out of here. What are you talking about? Like, look, a totally legal document, all this stuff.
I even just had it like made sure all my paperwork is... It's legal, so I can marry people.
Has it seal stamp?
So, if anybody would like for me to marry them, by the way, that's something I can also do.
Yeah. So we got a couple that wants to get married once the snow is here.
Yeah. So cool. We're waiting for that snow. I'm on call.
Okay.
I'm on call, actually, for that. So this is kind of cool. I'm excited to do that for the first time as well. Mm-hmm. So it's been, you know, we're cruising through it. We're cruising through it, and now we're on this podcast level.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how to look at the numbers, basically. So we got that happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was take two today.
Oh, yeah.
And I think this worked out the second. I think this worked out better the second time around.
Definitely.
We didn't want to have to do that.
Well, no.
And you didn't want to say it. Well, and I was like,
why? You know, whoops.
Because I think people like to know that that's, we go through that stuff too. Mm-hmm. We're not going to throw in the towel. We're just going to say, hey, here it is, episode, next one coming up, and this is how we're getting better at it, though. Your intro's awesome.
I'm pressing the record button. We're good.
It happens. I can't tell you how many mistakes. You run a business. I mean, we're talking about my business, but you run a business too.
I started mine in 2003.
What?
Yeah. November 2003. Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, Ignafo Engineering.
I was like,
I'm like, I'm selling my hot rod and buying some machines.
Yeah, I'll never, never will forget that. What a move. Mm-hmm. What a move. I met you in that hot rod.
Yeah, heck yeah.
I met you in it. I have a picture. We got to somehow get that up like a throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on the hood of your car.
Right.
Your 79 Camaro.
Yeah.
Was it tubbed out then?
No. I narrowed and tubbed it later. Great. That had a small block in it. That was like 500 horsepower.
That was a small block.
That was awesome.
You made some moves to level up, and that was not easy. But okay. you kept leveling up your stuff too.
Definitely.
Did you think about it like a video game?
No. I don't know. I'm just kind of coming at you. I mean, we're not. Is it because we're Tauruses? Is that what it is? We're just going to go right ahead. Nothing's taking me down.
So for everybody here, our birthday is the same day.
Yeah, you believe that?
Our birthday is the same day. So that's kind of crazy. Why are we like that? I don't know. Somebody sent me something awesome. Like a horoscope. Thank you. You know who you are. And it always seems so accurate. Like, go get her, takes everything head on, doesn't let nothing stop them. I'm like, this is me all the way. But I think that's just from experiences. I don't know. Is it from the number I was born on?
I don't know.
You're kind of the same way, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a win.
We're doers.
And it's been hard being both. Tauruses, we are definitely both headstrong, so neither of us ever really win. It's always we had to learn
nobody wants to back down.
Neither one of us, so that's been a challenge in the past that we really didn't know how to move through. We were just so headstrong, we didn't know how to not react.
Well, it all changed.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah, definitely learned how to react to things, and or not react, but how to respond to things.
Yeah,
without a knee-jerk reaction of
exactly. And it feels better too. It does,
definitely.
It's just lots of levels, and there's more to go. You know what I mean? I got things just keep going. Speaking of which, did I tell you we got somebody coming over this week for our class?
Oh yeah,
new level.
That's right. We're leveling up.
Guest in the kitchen. Nice. You know what I mean?
Guest something appearance. Different. Yeah, I knew this, but
we're making tamales.
This is what I can't wait for.
Because during the holidays, I go and I ask the kids, like I ask everybody, what do you guys want to do? Tamales just seem like something we really love.
Like everybody's doing tamales for Christmas.
We do a variety. Awesome. They can go sweet, they can go this way.
Yeah. They're all plants, not a variety of some animal and some plants. They're all plants. But we do a variety. I can't wait. What are we gonna I wanna really do like a good apple cinnamon, like a pie almost.
Ooh,
you know?
You're thinking like making some sweet ones.
Mm-hmm. I wanna try a couple of those.
We can't wait to share with so our class this week, by the way, it's a Plantspiration class. Mm-hmm. And we're just gonna share like one of our favorite holidays. Dishes as tamales, the sides to go with it. You know, we're going to just kind of show how you can transition all the foods that you love, basically. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We want to hey, by the way, if you're listening to this, whatever you're eating that's not vegan or plant-based, we can make it healthy. We can make it taste good. It's just all the seasonings. So just how easy it is that we can continue to make these tamales and have such a beautiful dinner and not worry about burning out, clogging our arteries, causing animals. Inflammation, mm-hmm. hurting anything. You know, we're actually making the same flavors.
I'm so glad spices aren't made out of animal, because I would be eating plain vegetables, but spices are plants. So we've just been putting plants on animals the whole time. Now we just put plants on plants, and it tastes the same.
People get so worked up when I remind them. I'm like, well, all you're putting on your animal is plants.
Yeah.
Garlic, onion, plant. Italian seasoning.
Plants.
Basil.
Hello.
Plants. Salt, pepper. Plants.
From the earth.
Yeah, from the earth. You know what I mean.
But still,
everything
non-animal
in your cabinet type. Is a plant. The mm-hmm. seasonings. Mm-hmm. And, we didn't realize that either.
No.
Once it dawned on me, I was like, we can put the same seasonings on tofu. Oh, by the way, I just saw somebody shared your tofu, and they loved it.
Oh, did
remember
they?
Yesterday?
Oh,
and so many people say, like, I don't know, I've had a bad experience.
Did she do it?
She loved it.
Oh, awesome.
She's like, wow, these are really good.
Yeah, they are.
And the plate looked great. Sweet potatoes, big pile of greens, like the simplest stuff. Everybody's doing so good.
Definitely.
Reversing disease.
That's what we ate.
That is what we hate.
Sweet potato and that kale. Oh, man, I love that. A kaled. I love it.
Oh, we had that. We had kale salad last night. Did you ever think? We buy kale by the case.
By the case.
Like, by the literally. Case. Again, thank you. This podcast is brought to you by Meijer. That's what's in my smoothie jar right here is my Meijer. I go into Meijer this week on Tuesday, and I said, hey, Larry, do you got a case of kale? He's like, goes back, check, don't have it, but I'll order you one. I said, okay.
Nice.
I said, do you need my number? No, I got it. I said, he goes, it should be in Thursday. So I went in there yesterday and I grabbed the case of kale. And it's in this big, I just want to let these guys know, this is the way, is the way to do it. So I just asked them to get me a case of kale. It's not even touched.
It's like a dozen heads in there.
Dozen heads. He gives me for buying so many. And he gives me a little bit of a deal for buying so many. And then it comes in this big, giant pile of ice in the box.
Yeah.
And we just keep it outside.
Yeah, why not?
It's frozen. And then when it thaws out, I mean, it doesn't even seem like it was ever frozen, but I didn't know this. And kale was really primarily used, by the way. Remember when I found that out? It was primarily used. It was the biggest buyer of kale.
Yeah. It was Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut.
They did that mainly all day. They bought all the kale to put for their salad bar. But really what they did, they insulated the ice. They put all the kale over the ice and put the bowls there to keep all the stuff chilled. And that helped the ice lasts longer. Like, we should have been eating the kale. Not the stuff in the bowl.
I didn't know we could eat it. Yeah. Is the whole weird thing of this story. Is like, this kale is one of my favorite things in the world, and I eat it every single day.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's powerful. It's packed with protein, nutrients, fiber, vitamins, minerals, all these essential amino acids. They're wonderful. But here we were using it as a decoration. I didn't even know every time it came on a plate you could eat it. Isn't that?
Like, it's not a garnish.
I feel kind of, a little ignorant that I didn't know that. But, we didn't know. I thought it was just a garnish and it wasn't something you could eat. I'm actually embarrassed that I'm saying that. But it's the truth. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There were so many things I didn't know.
There's a lot of things that we don't know.
We're eating more foods, more flavors, more things. And basically, anything that you eat, we can eat this healthier is all I want to let people know. And I didn't know that. That's why I'm out here talking about it.
That was the main thing, the health. That just, once you feel amazing, why would you eat stuff that doesn't make you feel amazing?
Exactly what everybody said at Saturday's group. You know, everybody's like, I just keep thinking about how good I feel. You know, no more inflammation. I can walk up and down the stairs. I can, no more acid reflux, no more aches and pains.
Definitely. That sounds like our health report.
Maybe that's time for, what time is it?
Yeah, no, about 42.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into that.
Yeah, definitely. This Plantspiration Health Report brought to you by Plantspiration.
Brought to you by Plantspiration. So I don't even know if it's a day job. Mine is, coaching, teaching people how to prevent and reverse disease. And we've been asking for those interested to just share a little bit so we can let people know that we're crushing it over here. People are preventing and reversing disease, losing weight, maintaining it, feeling great, getting happier. It's not just about the food. That's the other thing. It's about diet and lifestyle. So there's a lot going on over here, basically. And it all comes down to who's going to tell me how great they're doing. And don't forget, this is the holidays.
Yeah, this is the holidays.
Where people are like, I'm just going to wait till January 1.
Yeah.
Like me, by the way. We started. Well, we didn't know we were going to start this on January 7th. We didn't know. I'm making a resolution to go plant-based.
No.
We didn't know. I mean, but my resolution was to get healthy. We just talked about that with the turkey bone.
Yep.
Health and prosperity.
Health and wealth.
But I started, when I opened up my doors, it was in January. It was the first January. I have to start something always like the first level. Let's just start at the beginning of the game. I'll figure out how to get there to the end. And then, why are you laughing?
No, that's just seriously how it was.
My leveling up analogy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, what am I going to do? Talk about the game, the color of the game, how cool it would be when I get to win the game or the end of the game? Who's out there talking about how great it would be to win?
It's fun. The journey of getting to the level and conquering the next level is the interesting part.
I use the dopamine off of all those things. So when the bad stuff happens, and I'm always like, yeah, but look at all this good stuff that's
remember
happening.
What we just got done with and how awesome that was?
Yeah, and it just kept getting better and better. Now it's turned into this big, giant global, we're just kind of doing it. So we put together this health report. And although we've got these three metrics, pounds lost, medications dropped, and diseases reversed, these metrics don't show the work that's going on emotionally. Mm-hmm. You know, people building their self-confidence, I would say.
Right.
They're boosting their dopamine. You know, it's the holidays. It's exactly why I brought in, all the years I've been going through all this stuff. They have no idea how much we've gone through in life and the obstacles that I've gone through. It is what helps me navigate a little bit through this. So basically, because of what we just talked about, thinking about the positive stuff, I know to bring in the 31 days of dopamine.
Yeah,
members.
That was great. That was great.
So I bring this in, and it's no wonder that people are crushing it. So this week, what was the total weight loss this week?
For this week, and I actually only heard from three people.
Not bad.
That put in, not bad. 5.7 pounds.
We're grateful.
That's the three people. That's awesome.
We've lost a total since we started the podcast of 564 pounds. People have logged in with that.
Yep.
And I just had a talk with some people today, and I was like, I'm going to talk about this on the podcast. They were like, go ahead. Go ahead. And by the way, never did, just incredible. So they came in with blood sugar in 300 to 400 range, pretty serious. Yeah. We got some serious insulin resistance issues. And I just teach, I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving anybody medical advice. I coach people on how to make the right decisions and how to cook and coach through diet, sleep, exercise, stress management, support. So anyway, they're doing great. She is seeing great improvement, and it wasn't just the food is what I'm getting at. They started moving. And the obstacles that these amazing folks are facing are anybody could do this. If they're doing this right now and what they're doing, it's so dang inspiring. She's lost her eyesight. Big impact on the two of them. It's made things very difficult. And they show up to every Saturday meeting. They show up to the classes. And they're really nailing down the food, and they're really starting to get out and start moving, and the numbers have dropped to like as low as 125 this week.
Nice.
So we're seeing huge improvement. And there's a lot of talk about places. By the way, Saturday we talked a lot about this. People can go to places and they can have this help. You check in, get help, people guide you for a few weeks, you go do a program, and it works.
You just stay there.
You stay there, and they're amazing.
You get classes.
Amazing. But when you get home, you got to come back and deal with the same situations.
Yeah, you're like all alone. Like, again.
Now I have to go back to still going to the grocery store where we have to face the stuff that we used to buy and we used to eat.
And in the workplace and all that same.
They're familiar with
speed bumps.
What they said today is when I always ask like what's working or what's keeping you going so that we can elevate on that. And they're like this group, there's always this group to go back to keep you going, to keep supporting you. It is never in 6 weeks you're done or in 12 weeks you're done. It goes on and on because it's a lifestyle and we need that support, we have that lifetime membership. Reach your goals, roll through here. So
it's like you're like turned into a plant master.
Two people, their numbers have dropped significantly for blood sugar. So I just want to say I commend people. It's in the middle of the holiday season. We're faced with all kinds of stuff, old habits, old eating patterns, unhealthy eating patterns. And these people are focusing on how good they're feeling.
They're
inspired by the other people
more
than anything. And we know. That's how we did it as a family. We were together.
Yeah.
That's why I started this. I knew people needed to do it together. It works. I mean, it's not just my idea. It's just evidence.
Oh, right, right. It's the support that definitely really helps people conquer their next level. And we need to level up. Yeah,
you need to kind of regroup. You know, it's scientific. It's economical. Mm-hmm. And it's ethical. But we just need the right tools and support to get through it. They know the information is what I'm saying.
Right.
Everybody, there's the other thing. Everybody knows the information. I know when I do this, that this can happen and this can happen and this can work. But sometimes
they're just having a hard time applying it and sticking to it without that support.
Well, look at when you go into a video game and it's like you have all these different levels and you don't know where to begin.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of keep bringing it back to, hey, you're here on this level and we know how to get you through that.
Heck yeah. We're like the game guide really to help you.
I don't know. I guess it could be. Speaking of, do we have questions this week? I always leave this one to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And how are we doing on time?
We're at 50.
Wow.
We're crushing.
I mean, I could go on and on and on about manifesting, about how we made it through all this stuff because we didn't care about what anybody was thinking anymore. You know what I mean?
Exactly. There's all these things. Another thing I was going to say, they have this support in the group and they're learning things. And you can't like really worry about hurting somebody's feelings if they're offering you something that is not, you know, in the realm of what you want to eat, you know.
Setting boundaries when we go out to eat or for the holidays, it's important. How do you set boundaries for that?
What do you mean?
How? Like, how would you tell somebody, set your boundaries? You know, people are coming in, they're throwing these unhealthy things at you, and you just automatically think, well, what have I been doing? You've been eating it, but now you want to do something different. So how do you get through that?
That's with support.
Support and reminding yourself of your why.
Yeah, you got to keep that in focus. Why are you doing this?
When I was going through all this stuff for Plantspiration, you know, losing my tax exempt, my payments weren't going through for, was it almost a year?
Almost, yeah.
And I didn't, no wonder
like
I couldn't afford.
You didn't have money coming in.
Yeah, no wonder I couldn't afford somebody to help me with the website. It was just like, it was all these different things I had to face. Yeah. But I just kept going back to, I'm going to figure it out. We're going to get through it, and we're going to stay positive about it. Let's get to some questions. I love when people ask questions. You guys have a lot to say. So, by the way, thank you for everybody leaving questions, comments.
Yeah.
We want to answer them. So, whatever it may be, let's hear it.
Definitely. This one is something I didn't even know. What are your thoughts about the blood type diet?
Yeah, we didn't know. We didn't hear about this until I started doing talks.
Yeah.
And then people would ask me about this. I love when this question comes up. It's a great question. This is a good one.
I'm serious. That's what it says.
That's actually like a fad diet. There's no scientific evidence behind the blood type diet. It's basically, I'm just going to come right out and say it.
Okay, well, let's just say for me, I'm be positive. What kind of diet should I eat?
Whole food, plant-based.
Huh. Impressive. What about somebody that's like a type A, negative or positive?
Oh, that would definitely be whole food, plant-based. That would be the best.
What about type O?
You're never going to believe it.
What?
The best diet for type O?
Yeah.
Whole food, plant-based.
There you have it, folks.
But they've got it separated, like, you know, if you got this diet type or blood type, you should be eating these certain foods or this. I mean, there's no scientific evidence behind that. And I just go based on the evidence. I don't write the research. I just read it.
Right.
And then I come back and I tell everybody this is how we're going to do it.
That's right. After we've really gone through it and make sure the research is good.
Yeah.
It's not coming from somebody nefarious that wants to push their stuff.
Are you implying pharmaceutical?
Yeah, perhaps.
Which you reminded me, we have to register for ICNM. I want to make sure we get that done.
We will.
See, we've got like home life, we've got work life, we've got, we just keep doing the things that we love is what I was going to say. I asked people, like, what brings you joy? And these are the things that I found bring me joy, and I just started kind of honing in on it.
Yeah, I love it. I just love helping people. I just didn't know
I
would love it. No, you're always helping people. It's awesome. I just been like headstrong. Just, I'm working. I got to go to work. I'm going to do this. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I'm grateful for that. It's the reason why I've been able to do this.
Well, thank you just for taking on the plant so long ago and just saying, this is what we're doing. And holy cow, I feel amazing.
Thank you.
Don't tell people how old I'm going to be next year.
58.
I feel half my age.
Wait, 58.
Yeah, about half my age.
That's, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, the studies are out too on that. Longevity, all that stuff, blue zones. We know telomeres. We know eating a nourishing, whole food, plant-based diet is how... I just lost my train of thought.
This is how you live
evidence.
Longer.
Yeah, like, it's evidence based on how people are living longer. It's just out there. And that's what we want to do.
Living longer with a better quality of life.
It's been proven. That's what my wording was. Yes. It's been proven too. So we just want to inspire more people to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, would I have been taking all this stuff on before? Not a chance. Not a chance in the world.
There's no way. No way.
I couldn't.
How could you? Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't physically. I couldn't. My head wasn't in the right space. No. I wasn't. Anyway,
wow.
Let me take a drink.
It changes so much. I have another question here, and this is, what do you eat in a day? This is like, what do you eat in it? Could you share what you eat in a day?
Are you messing with me?
No, that's what it says. Could you share what you eat in a day?
I get this question a lot, and I have a similar response every time. People ask me all the time what I eat in a day.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Mm. One day doesn't tell the whole story. Mm. And what I eat in a day can create unhealthy expectations is what I say to people. Mm. So I don't want people to be thinking they have to eat like me, or they have to have this rigid, like, if you know, I have to eat like this to make this happen. Yeah. So I have never responded to that, any what I eat in a day. It just doesn't show the whole picture.
No.
I would rather people ask, like, what do you eat in a week?
Yeah.
Now we can talk, because every day is a little different. Every person's a little different. Mm. And what I eat in a day is, it doesn't fit for every person we're doing. So I don't think that, I mean, although thank you very much. That is an awesome question.
That is an awesome question.
And I'm super grateful that it came up so that I can say, I really want to talk about what we eat in a week, or like what it looks like.
Definitely.
I can already tell by me asking you this, you're like, are you putting me on the spot?
Oh, man.
I'm not putting you on the spot, but let's just say last night.
Last night, sweet potatoes.
Is that what we had? I already forgot.
And the kale salad you made. I made some tofu bites.
That was so good.
I think, yeah, that was amazing. Again,
back to the kale. We've had kale so many ways, but this particular
way. And I want more. That's why we buy it by the case.
Yeah. So, and let me just say this kale salad, a little bit of... nut, sun butter, coconut aminos, nutritional yeast, garlic, onion powder, a little bit of flax, a little bit of ground flax, little bit of lemon. I'll share it today. I'm going to make it probably again today. So
you should, because I love it.
I'll share it again.
Definitely. I mean, if there was a salad that could save you, it would be that one.
It was this one. And then, we just had regular sweet potatoes with it. And then...
Regular. They're amazing. They're sweet and delicious.
Well, what I meant was we didn't do anything special to them. They were just regular.
No,
they come out so, like, juicy and...
The kale is so good. I mean, you just get a bite.
No dressing needed.
Oh, man.
Well, there's dressing on the kale. It's all massaged in, but you don't need the dressing weirdly with it. And we just had tofu bites with it, too. You made these amazing tofu bites.
All together, it's amazing.
So what do we have then for lunch? Let's just take them through something like this, really.
Yeah, I seriously don't even remember, because I just...
What was yesterday?
Saturday.
It is like all in cursive right now. We have...
Yeah.
What pasta with peas, we definitely have a few times during the week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just made some snickerdoodle cookies downstairs that I just ate.
Oh, yeah.
we definitely eat like a head of kale. We go through smoothies every day. I find them to be very easy. And I'm going based on research again.
It's great nutrition and easy to get down.
I'll just say right now, the smoothies we drink every day are from Brooke Goldner, Goodbye Lupus. They're hyper nourishing smoothies. She gets all the credit for these. They've made such an impact on so many people's lives.
Yeah.
They're powerful.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love telling people, check them out. They're game changing. You get a lot of nourishment in. They taste great. So we eat a lot of that. We eat tons and tons of fruit with that stuff.
Yeah.
Probably eat about, now we're just getting crazy. Couple bananas a day I can get in there.
Oh, for sure.
Tons of tangerines or nectarines.
Oats and raisins. And
I had juice this morning. Cookies.
Oh, yeah. I made an orange juice.
I've got snickerdoodle hummus over there. Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. I took the snickerdoodle hummus, threw a little oat flour and mix it up enough, and then I make cookies in the air fryer.
You're such a good cook.
I didn't you know do, I could.
Most of the Plantspiration, all of the Plantspiration recipes we've put together are you.
Mm.
Well, you did that.
I like playing in the kitchen and making stuff taste good.
And that when I met you, that's what you were doing, was making me pork chops.
Yeah.
I was impressed. And then I just I did all the cooking because you were doing all the working, and I did all that. But you've leveled up in the kitchen. Like,
oh, yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah. I just went at it in such a good.
I'm going to say it.
Well,
it is what it is.
I'm telling you guys, you got to get on these plants because you're going to become somebody else.
Honestly.
In a good way.
And you're not the only guy saying that. Like, that's every right. guy that comes in here, and they're quiet.
Mm-hmm.
They usually start off in the background because the wife comes with
the group. Yeah, the wife, the girl, whatever. She's at Plantspiration checking out, and he's over the shoulder looking. You'll see him pass by. And
we need to...
Then all of a sudden, you know, after a few weeks or whatever, they'll be sitting right there with her and learning this stuff, and they find out it's friggin' delicious, and you feel amazing.
Every time a guy gets on board, and I know that they're in the background, because I know, and they're thinking the same thing you were probably thinking at first, like, okay, yeah, whatever. She's going to go through this whole thing.
It's just another diet, yeah.
If your wife is talking about this to you... Why don't you answer this one?
Well, you just...
If your wife is doing this and they're talking about it, or your partner's talking about it and they're doing it, one, I'm going to ask you, just support them.
Yeah.
Just support them. That's what I was
going to say, definitely.
Two, listen to what she's doing. She's onto something.
Yeah, certainly. Don't be afraid to eat it. It's plants.
But what, I mean, you would know more than anybody. I come in, I'm like, we're doing this. What would you tell these guys when your wife comes in like me and says, we're going to do this?
You got to just support her. You got to know that...
This changed everything.
Yeah, your partner, whoever, your wife, anybody.
It's going to be worth it.
It's definitely worth it. They just want the best for you. And you just like getting in there and
did you know this was going to happen?
Stuff. No. I had no idea. This was just another diet. It was starting out another diet. So,
it really was.
And then it was like, holy cow, this is just how we eat and live now. It's amazing.
Burgers, tacos, pizzas, cakes.
Lasagna.
But that takes a lot of work to make that stuff sometimes when you're busy running a nonprofit, working on it, working in
it. Potatoes, rice, veggies, tofu.
That's the easy stuff. Yeah, and that's why everybody learns to do amazing over here.
I make some good stuff and I make it easy.
You cook the best tofu bites. You cook the best beanwa balls. You cook the best breakfast sausages. What'd you say? We're at an hour.
Yeah. We're crushing it. He's giving me
the cues. We love that we're doing this podcast. Yeah. We're so excited to get in this room every week and just tell you guys.
Crush it.
Don't wait till January 1 to eat an apple or to grab a couple extra bananas. Start planning out right now what you're going to do differently this year. Health is the new cool.
Yeah,
like certainly. Everybody's talking about being healthy. And what we're doing is we're bringing the latest in evidence-based nutrition so that we aren't just doing diet. We're doing lifestyle. We want this to last for people.
See, the big thing, the results, we have the results. We're doing it with you. We're here. It's not like a quick little plan, and then there you go. You're off on your own, and then you fail.
How about when people say this, and it happens all the time, I'm not a group person.
Yeah, I'm not really into groups.
Every single person.
I just heard it yesterday.
I'm not really into groups, but this group.
Yeah, this is way different than any group. I mean, they have such a bad taste in their mouth.
It's like they're in here with us.
From groups, past groups, like, I don't do groups anymore.
Well, okay. Who does?
Well,
you want to battle your stuff on your own. A lot of people want to do that.
It's so much easier when you have other people that understand what you're going through. And we're having fun. You can learn from them.
Well, then it's like, if you guys like this, you're going to like hanging out with everybody in here because we're all laid
back.
We're all talking about the real stuff, and it's really inspiring. And I keep it real. Definitely. We both keep it real.
Give me that.
We're just really glad that we did a take two. Because I think this round was even better. Like, it already started off good.
We're
learning as we go along.
This is awesome.
I got to figure out how to see those numbers.
We will. We'll check a little bit of it. Because, you know, you guys like and share and subscribe and do all that.
Don't forget to do all that. Don't go yet.
I want those numbers. I want to see these numbers. I want to figure out how to.
I got to figure out how
to find them. What's it called? Analytics?
I got to figure out how to find them. We'll definitely cut this.
Once we're going, we're not really looking back.
No, we're not.
We're just crushing it to the next level.
Next level is we got to finish the tree. We've actually got to get some work done.
Yeah, I got to get some lights.
I got
on.
Some emails I need to get done.
I'm going to get out in the machine shop for a little bit.
You've got to work a little bit out there. What do you want for dinner?
I don't know. I was just trying to think about that. I want more of the kale. I could eat the same thing, and sweet potatoes.
Sometimes I have a perfect plan. Really. I wouldn't say perfect. That's not the right word. Sometimes we have a plan and everything goes really smooth during the week. And when we do, it's even smoother.
It's great.
We're going to put a plan together. Awesome. That's another thing here. We're going to put a plan together. We're going to have a great week. We're going to have a guest speaker. We're going to have a guest over for the tamale class.
We're
going to
have a guest cooking show.
I suggest you guys check out a class. You're really going to like it. It's inspiring. It's educational. It's engaging. It's motivating.
It is.
You know, people come to class and they're like, I'm going to need more of this group. You guys are hilarious. You're funny. and we're making healthy cool.
Definitely.
We're making healthy cool. On that note, who's ready for some ping pong?
Yeah, pretty soon.
Thank you guys so much for listening in today. Mm-hmm. We hope we've inspired you to take the best care of yourself because nobody else is going to do it for you.
No, they're not.
We just want to teach you how to be the... No, I don't want to say it like that. Let me take two. We hope we've inspired you to be the inspiration that the world needs to see.
That's right.
Thank you guys so much for checking in. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and follow us on social media because we're just keeping it real every day.
This is really what we do all the time.
We love you guys. Thank you so much. And until next week, keep on eating your plants off.
Eat your plants off.